All right. Tough loss. Tough pill to swallow. I thought our guys fought their tails off. We gave ourselves an opportunity to win. I thought we tied the football game, or at least got to within an extra point of being able to tie the football game there at the end of the game. Disappointed about that. Still we got to be able to, at the moment of truth, there's some times we got to be able to make some plays, and we didn't do that enough today, and came up on the short end of the stick. But I thought it was a better effort by our team, and we'll get on a long flight and head to London and get ready for the next one.
Did you think that was a hold on game?
I did not.
Have you guys had a chance to look at that again?
I saw it up on the big screen. My opinion is it was not a hold.
This loss kind of steam more than the previous two?
Yeah, because I thought we really gave ourselves an opportunity to win against a good football team. And I know what the guys put into this. I know that's the type of effort. But with that type of effort, you put a lot into it. It hurts when you don't come away with it. But that's the type of effort, like I told the guys in there, that's the type of effort that we got to have every week. You know, that's the type of intensity, that type of effort, that type of focus, that type of concentration. We've proven that we can do it. Now we just got to be consistent in doing that every week.
So many injuries, especially to linebackers and to Nick out. How would you assess the way the defense held up?
Well, I thought the defense held up pretty good. We had some injuries, and we had some injuries in the game. Rod Streeter hurt his foot, but defensively, Tyvon Branch hurt his foot too. So, in that, that cost us a little bit later in the game, took us out of some things that we wanted to be able to do later in the game that we weren't able to get to because of the injury situation. So, it's something that we'll have to look at as we move forward and see where we're at.
Tarver did talk during the week of, we got to win some of these matchups one-on-one, and it seemed like up front you were affecting Brady more so than you've affected anybody the first two games.
Yeah, I thought we did a nice job of getting some pressure on the quarterback. I thought we won a few one-on-one matchups. Obviously they won their fair share of matchups too. Vereen was a tough matchup for us coming out of the backfield and converted some third downs for us. But I thought overall it was a better effort on our part. But still, we still got some work to do.
Why do you think the effort was so much better today?
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe it gets down to guys understanding, where we're at and that we got to do something to get things turned around. I think it just was a conscious decision that we're going to, when we walk off the field, we want to be able to look each other in the eye and know we gave it everything we got. And I think our guys can do that today.
You said the guys understand where you're at. Where are you?
Well, we're 0-3.
A couple of plays in the passing game between Carr and Moore, there was like a 3rd and 5 that he was open and they couldn't connect. And then in the final one, it bats up and goes up. It's just those are the moment of truth plays.
We got to be able to make those plays, mm-hmm. That's the unfortunate thing is that, this game of football comes down to those things. And when you get those opportunities, we got to be able to connect. We got to be able to make those plays. And if we do that, then we'll have success.
Should be like to have that Gronkowski touchdown back, but generally in the red zone, your defense held strong, especially in the second half. How key was that to keeping the guys?
Well, it was big. I mean, we knew that, we talked about, to beat this football team, that you were going to have to make them kick field goals when you got in the red zone and that we needed to be able to score touchdowns. And obviously defensively, for the most part, we were able to do that and make them kick field goals. Offensively, we struggled to get touchdowns, but that's where this game is. It's a game of inches. If you're able to, if they don't get that touchdown and you make them kick a field goal, you're talking about a different football game. So that's the standard that we gotta operate at.
Ridley was able to get going in the first half. They were getting it looked like they were starting to get the running game rolling, and then the second half not so much. Is that just beating blocks and making plays?
Yeah, obviously I'll look at the tape and see exactly what happened. I know as the half wore on, I thought they did a good job of pushing the tempo and got us a little bit out of rhythm defensively. Yeah, at the end of the first half. And then we kind of came back and regrouped, got the 3-and-out to start the second half, and I thought, overall played pretty well.
How did you think Derek played?
I thought Derek was solid. you know, I thought he was solid. You know, I didn't think we did anything offensively spectacular, but I thought, you know, especially early in the game, I thought we were able to control the clock a little bit. We were able to move the ball. But, you know, again, it comes down to some moment of truth plays and being able to keep drives alive and being able to get touchdowns instead of having to settle for field goals when you get down there in scoring territory.
Was this a breakthrough game for Khalil Mack, I think?
Yeah, I don't know if this was a breakthrough game or not. I mean, I thought just off the naked eye, I thought he played pretty well.
Do you think what the team was able to do today was more of an exploiting matchups thing, or is it just another step in the progress moving forward?
Well, I think it's more of a step of the progress moving forward. You know, I mean, this is a matchup league, though, and that's what you got to be able to do, and ultimately what it comes down to, and what teams do is they try to get, you know, the one-on-one matchups that they feel like they got the best opportunity to win, and then you got to go out and win those things, and so so I guess probably the best answer to your question, a little bit of both.
Any early word on the injuries to Branch and Streeter?
Yeah, it looks like both those guys have a fractured foot.
Anything more, guys?
Yeah, I know that there are no moral victories here, but do you feel like that your team showed some resilience and maybe took some steps forward execution-wise against a tough team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we stated that, but yeah, I do. I mean, I think we took a step forward, but you know, we still got a ways we got to continue to go.
Dennis, there's been so much speculation about your job through all of this. I mean, do you feel that you, by the way they played and their effort, that they kind of gave you a vote? Your players gave you a bit of confidence?
Listen, we went out there to try to win a football game, and that's all we can focus on. That's all we will focus on.
You know, we've had Ken Post breaking big ones, but he hasn't quite gotten that done yet. Is that disappointing?
Well, I think the hope is that if we continue to get him in those areas where he's close, you know, eventually we'll get the big run. And there was a couple in there where he had an opportunity that, you know, Mike could have been a big one, but you got to give them credit. I mean, you know, it's a good football team we played, and they made some plays.
Were you discussing on the sideline one or two, and you scored there?
Yeah, that thought went through my head.
Is there a thought of what you would have done?
Well, it's kind of a moot point now. You know what I mean? So we'd have done what we felt like we had to do to win.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.